Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sahasra Electronics Solutions Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by Hem Securities. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ramadeen Rani from Hem Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sejal. Ladies and gentlemen, very good afternoon. I welcome you all to the H1 FY25 post-earnings conference call of Sahasra Electronics Solutions Limited. Today on the call from the management team, we have with us Mr. Amrit Manwani, Managing Director, and Mr. Varun Manwani, Director of the company. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform you all that this call may contain forward-looking statements, which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to brief us about the business and performance highlights for the half-year that went by, the growth plans and visions for the coming year, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Amrit, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon and a very warm welcome to all the shareholders who are on the call. Just to, by way of introduction, I would like to inform you that Sahasra Electronics Solutions Limited operates across key verticals that include PCB assembly, which is known as EMS industry, memory products and its solutions, consumer and enterprise IT hardware, and semiconductor packaging, and smart LED lighting. Together with our group companies, our global footprint includes offices in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Africa, the U.K., and Asia, through which we serve these markets. Last few years, we saw healthy growth in our company. However, hitherto, excess inventory made our customers hold back orders. The shortage in the semiconductor industry spurred the need to stock up inventory in the last few years. But with the new trends, now that we see a little bit of stability in the market, with new trends, the orders are likely to accelerate in H2 of this current financial year. Geopolitical volatility across the world has had an impact on the export orders from the U.S. in the first half of this year. Your company sees stability going forward, and the new administration in the U.S. may impact positively to our growth. However, to de-risk from over-dependence on U.S. exports, we are in the process of diversifying our customer profile to other geographies. Two sizable contracts, one in Taiwan and the other in Dubai, have been signed. Other geographies like the European Union, U.K., Middle East, and Southeast Asia are being explored to ensure a stronger pipeline of orders. Your company is also focusing on R&D to ensure that we go on to become an ODM supplier. This shift will ensure better margins that will benefit all the shareholders and investors. In the IT hardware vertical, since our partnership with Thomson Metavisio did not yield the desired results, we are now also looking to sign contract agreements with other potential partners, both domestically and overseas. Work is underway on these accounts, and announcements will be made as and when things are crystallized. Further to what has been discussed, semiconductor demand worldwide will double in the next 6 years, and it is expected to move from the current demand of about $500 billion to over $1 trillion. The semiconductor landscape in India is expected to grow sixfold in the same period. With Sahasra being one of the early movers in the semiconductor industry in India, with an operational ATMP facility, we are sure to reap the benefits of the demand growth. To ensure we strike when the iron is hot, we have made a senior expat hire for our semiconductor unit. Mr. Jerry Enrique from Philippines have joined us recently and comes with a rich experience of 18 years from organizations like Texas Instruments and onsemi. We are looking at more expats hiring from Semicon mature geographies. Your company has further increased its stake in Sahasrar Semiconductors from 54% to 72% to ensure our shareholders reap the benefits at the right time. We are looking to further increase the stake in the second half of this financial year. The softness of our results is also attributable to our increased expenditure on R&D as an effort to work towards both capability and Make in India initiative. Though not short term, this step will start to show benefits in the medium time frame, thereby ensuring that we are future ready as well. While we have spoken about our roadmap ahead, how it looks like, I would also like to apprise our respected investors and shareholders that our present is both stable and secure. From the IPO proceeds, about 40 crores has been utilized for increasing our stake in our Semicon subsidiary, and some proceeds have been also used to bring down our working capital requirements as well as for some equipment purchase. The rest of the amount, which includes a fixed deposit of 100 crores, is being held for use as per the roadmap shared in the IPO prospectus. It is also of importance to note that our profit margins have stabilized at about 20%, and we are aiming to maintain this in the times to come. We are looking to end this year with a 20% growth or more. Proceeds of the IPO being deployed in this year will get us benefits in the next year that may result in over twofold growth next year and their own words. With this, I would like to hand over to our director, Mr. Varun Manwani, to add something from his side on the market and how he sees the company going forward. Over to you, Varun.
Thank you, Chairman and Mr. Manwani. Welcome to all the investors and shareholders. I wanted to speak on 3 points. Point number one is, as already mentioned by the Chairman and Managing Director, that there is a certain volatility in the market with respect to what is happening in the US, and a lot is expected to change definitely in the favor of the growing economies like India. And so we are definitely also waiting to see the outcome of those announcements early next calendar year. The second point is that, yes, unfortunately, Thomson did not yield the right results for us. However, we have contracts under works with 2 to 3 other parties, which are at very, very final stages. And those announcements will be made as and when we sign up those deals, which I'm actively working on along with our team. And these should compensate for the lack of business growth with Thomson, which unfortunately is due to certain market conditions that they are facing. Not that we are not going to grow our business with Thomson, but we definitely want to diversify our portfolio so that there is enough of risk mitigation. Addition to the laptop side, even on the other IT hardware projects, we are looking to grow our memory portfolio by engaging with customers and signing contracts in Europe, in Middle East, and Africa. And again, those announcements shall be made quickly as and when we initiate these transactions. On the EMS side, we see a few sectors very strong for us. which will yield results in the time to come. That is the medical sector, marine, and also we are targeting the automotive space. So these are three areas where there are slightly longer duration in terms of the order winning and the growth thereafter. But these are three key areas that we're focusing on, along with two. These three key areas are longer driving bets. However, and with the reasonable margins. However, we are also targeting a couple of other fast-moving sectors, such as the metering industry. And as and when we are able to sign up those deals, we will be making the announcements accordingly. That's all from my side for now.
Thank you. So we should begin the question and answer session.
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sunil Sharma from Research Analyst. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, first of all, congratulations for your good listing and after like you done your first phone call, sir. Sir, I just want to ask you three questions, so please. Okay, so my first question related to sir, this electro business, because in 2025, government is like coming with like import restrictions. So how you see this like business? You can just take this opportunity.
Can you, Mr. Sunil, you want to ask all your questions together and then we answer, or you would like us to answer one by one?
Yes, sir. One by one. One by one.
Okay, Mr. Manmani, can I take this question?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So Mr. Sunil very correctly pointed out the government is coming out with import restrictions on certain IT hardware products. And as a result of that, there is heightened activity within the industry in terms of, relationship or deal finalization between entities. And as I just mentioned during my, monologue that we are actively pursuing some of these deals, and this is a very positive step from the government, because it pushes the brands and the IT hardware community to hasten their deal signing. So we are in very active discussions, and we should be able to sign up some of these and it will benefit your company. So we will definitely make these announcements shortly.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, my second question related to our semiconductor business. Because of sir, this like semiconductor packaging just like basically initial point, and definitely we need the huge money and huge efforts and technical team. So first of all, can you sir give a basic small idea like what like your product portfolio for next 1 year or 2 years? You are what like you are talking about the LG driver. So how much time we expecting this project? Also, sir, like we have the demand of the nameplate memory, sir. This is like a unique product and demand is going to be very big. So, sir, how your timeline for these projects or like product you are going to launch, and especially sir, like these products need mass production, and before mass production, sir, like product failure rate is like highest, sir. For like mass production, before that, you need huge hard work and product success is mass. So, sir, what like your product timeline? Can you explain?
Right, Sunilji, thank you for understanding the semiconductor industry, because it's a very very different industry from the EMS. And very few people, have understanding about this. So I'm very glad that, you have this very clear understanding that there are, a lot of challenges But having said that, Sahasra Semiconductors as a subsidiary of Sahasra Electronic Solutions is very well poised. We had made announcements last year that in September of 2023, we had started our operations from a sampling standpoint. And over the last year, we have been doing lots and lots of trials on different materials to be able to look at the best performance, price performance ratio. And over this entire 1 year period, we have submitted samples to all the large players in the LED lighting market. And so far we have received a positive response from every single company that we have been engaged with. Additionally, over this last year, we have brought in all the pending equipment that was to be brought into the plant for us to move to scale manufacturing. And sometime in December is when we will start the final push towards the large-scale manufacturing. So we shall see green shoots from there in the first quarter of calendar year FY25. And because now we have all the equipment, all the setup, everything in place, the volumes will start to grow. The LED driver IC is part of legacy packaging, which means basic level packaging. And this is going to be a volume related business because the value of the product is very low, but the numbers that are there is very, very large. Having said that, as I said, that we have submitted samples to everybody in the industry, and December onwards we are going to start to finalize contracts with everybody for their individual volumes, which are definitely in millions. Clearly, the competition is only China, because everybody is buying their
importing.
Yes, everybody is importing from China, and so
this product is unique. No one in India is building this packaging. So LED
absolutely
importing 100%.
Absolutely, and so this LED driver IC, we will be the only one doing it. In this period. That is one of the product categories which is being targeted. The second product category is a DFN package. DFN is a particular kind of package, dual flat, no lead. And this package, we are working on a specific project whereby it is for a specialized customer. This is in the security segment. And I cannot reveal more details because it is still not signed up. But again, we are in the active stage of finalizing the deal, and December onwards, we start sampling with them. This is going to be much less volume than the LED driver IC, which is, very, very large volume of, 100 million pieces and beyond. But this is a very niche application whereby it is for X customer only. And so there is a clear-cut engagement whereby it will be them only who will be buying this from us for their captive needs. So that is on that. Coming to the third package, which is the memory devices. Over the last couple of years, the demand for IT hardware had swelled up worldwide because of the semiconductor shortages, and then it started to taper down for some period. And therefore, currently the memory business worldwide is down, which is good for us because it has given us a lot of time to stabilize our manufacturing process. And there are expectations that post first quarter of calendar year 25, demand will pick up very rapidly. Again, there we are already supplying to the market, so our business is already there, but the larger volumes have not started. It is post this first quarter where we'll start to really look at the volumes going up.
Okay, sir. So you have successfully tested your this NAND flash memory?
Absolutely. The NAND flash memory is successfully tested, and it is already available in the market.
Okay, sir. Very good, sir. Because from small companies, you are doing business of effort, and this is great, sir. My final question related to, sir, this is like a one indirect question. So, sir, in UP, we have this EMC cluster, sir, like the government is focusing towards this electronic manufacturing. And in UP, sir, recent this EMC also only from UP, sir, only single company, and that is just Tegna, sir. Tegna Electronics Limited. Okay, sir. So where we have Foxling also indirect Foxling and Fetra is also part because of I have seen our CMSL also have like some this from this Tegna Electronics. So in future, sir, and this Foxling is also coming for this product for Apple. Okay, so anything sir in future because of Apple is also like now they want more and more local product. They want to just procure from India. So in future, I am not talking about sir, this 1 year or 2 years. In future, sir, because of huge land you have there for this manufacturing cluster. So in future, any plan related to this tie-up, how this helps for our company in future?
Varun, let me answer this.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, let me answer this. The cluster, the manufacturing cluster that you're talking about is a Tegna cluster. The name of the company, Tegna Electronics Private Limited, is just an SPV for the purpose of getting the EMC grant from the Ministry of Electronics and IT. There are five investors, including Foxlink, Oppo, Winbond, and also one of our group companies, InfoPower, where we have a joint venture with MyTech. We will see how it goes, you know, what kind of developments take place at the cluster. We would definitely be looking at if we can provide anything to Foxlink or Oppo or Winbond. We would definitely keep on exploring. Fortunately, we have a large piece of land in that cluster. So we will see how best we can utilize it.
Okay, okay, sir. Okay, sir, thank you, sir. You just answered my all questions. And congratulations, sir, from Intel company or from the SME company we are getting this semiconductor packaging, which is not a huge, sir. For Semicon also, we have seen like Fetra is doing some semiconductor work. So this is great. Thank you, sir, for this phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your question to one per participant. If you have a follow-up question, I would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Akshay from CD Integrated Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Sir, I would request you to come near to the mic and speak a little louder, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. So I have a couple of questions. So first question is that I have gone through one article, one news article. In that, sir has said that we have signed a deal with Thomson and we are expecting to manufacture around 200 crore goods in this financial year. So as you have said in the commentary that we will not do more business with this Thomson. So what is our guidance for this financial year?
So, you know, when we said, when we made those statements at that time, Thomson were looking at much larger ticket size in terms of the orders that they were expecting from both Europe as well as domestically in India. They've had some challenges, therefore we have had to, you know, soften those numbers. But not to say that if they can, you know, get their act together and grow the business, we would be happy to support them. You know, as Mr. Varun Manwani mentioned, to de-risk ourselves only to, you know, one company, we are looking at other companies with whom we are trying to set up contracts and agreements so that we can grow in the IT hardware business.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shaju from Vectrin Industries. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. So I'm speaking from Europe. Congratulations of the NSC platform.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I would request you to come. Please use your handset.
Hear me now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. So the thing is, the revenue point of view, when I check, the reason the announcement was a little bit lower than expectations, we were expecting about 50 crore in the revenue point of view in the September results, but it was not there. So that can be recovered in upcoming, in the March 2025. Do you think it will be recovered, or do you think it will take some time to recover? Can you throw some light on this?
So, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, said that the growth did not occur. In fact, it was flat. And there was also another reason that because of technical reasons, being in the SEZ, some of the product that we had manufactured, we were not able to show it as a sale on the last day. So, barring the technical issue, we would have had about 1% or 2% growth over the previous year for the same period. However, going forward, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we are looking at definitely a 20% growth over the 23-24 figures.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Mehta from MetLife. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my question is around before IPO, there was, in the media, there is one article where management is saying that we can achieve, 10,000 crore of revenue per annum. So might not sure that if you remember or not, but I think it was around February.
Hello?
Mr. Deepak? Hello? Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yes, sir. My question is around before IPO, there was one, article on media where Sahasra management was saying that we can clock revenue of around 10,000 crore in next 3 to 5 years, I guess. So do you believe it is possible given the tailwinds in the industry and capability of our company?
Well, that was perhaps quoted or I would say not correctly quoted by the media. That was remark made at the Thomson launch of their laptops in India at the French embassy, where they had given indication of numbers that they would be doing more than a million units of laptops a year. And that converted to the price was 10,000 crores. But that was specific to the IT hardware that Thomson had projected. We would be happy to support Thomson if we can meet the numbers. From a manufacturing standpoint, within the next 5 to 7 years, we would have the manufacturing capacity. Now, it is upon Thomson whether they meet those numbers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, regarding outlook for next 2 to 3 years, what's your conservative growth guidance considering tailwinds as well as the margin profile? And you mentioned in initial remarks about U.S. Policy. So in what way will that give a tailwind to our company?
Okay, I don't want to make it too long. I'll give you a short answer. The proceeds of IPO are now scheduled to be deployed, and the benefits of that would be starting to accrue the benefits next year. So as we go ahead, the outlook looks very positive. As I said in my opening remarks, we are looking at doubling our growth next year. And definitely as, in the future years also, as we grow capacity, we would be in a sweet spot because clearly the if you look at the macroeconomics and the macro outlook of the country of India, the electronic output or the electronic demand of the country is bound to go up 4 times from the current level of about $120 billion to more than $400 billion. So there is enough room for growth for all the electronic companies, including your company, Sahasra Electronics.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Jain from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I have certain questions. My first question is, what is the reason for OPM going down in H1? I understand it is because of increase in cost of material consumed. So what has led to such an increase?
I didn't hear the last part of the sentence. Can you repeat the last sentence?
Yeah. So what has led to the increase in the cost of material consumed, both in terms of percentage as well as in absolute numbers?
Okay. So as Mr. Varun Manwani mentioned, that in the previous years, because of the semiconductor shortage, the U.S. customers were willing to pay a higher price. However, we benefited because we had aligned with our supply chain to get the semiconductors in time and at the right price. So if you see in the last 2 years, our margins were very healthy. However, this year, two things happened. In order to increase that momentum, we also landed up with a higher inventory, and our customers kind of held back on releasing orders. So our inventory costs went up, number one. And secondly, as I mentioned, we have started to invest in R&D. That has increased our cost structure, and therefore the margins are lower than the previous year. However, I must mention here that even at this current level of 18% to 20%, we are much better than the industry average of profit margins.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Paras Chheda from Purple One Vertex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Sir, my question is, with regards to our expansion, now that we'll be spending some 65 crores on this electronics CapEx and another 22.5 with respect to semiconductor, and then there's some working capital, etc. Now, having put all this, as I understand, the benefits will start accruing from next financial year. What would be, now also that, this current electronic sector, that capacity utilization stands at around 55%, having put all this CapEx, etc. into effect, over the next couple of years, what would be the peak revenue potential capacity from these investments to the company?
Well, we are, as I mentioned in my remarks, we are looking at doubling our growth next year. And then, beyond that, it's kind of, just getting into the crystal ball. But we do, combined with semiconductors, we definitely see that we will be able to grow quite rapidly. The semiconductor growth in the country is expected to be 35% CAGR. So we definitely would benefit from that. And similarly, the EMS growth is expected with the overall electronic demand growth going up to 4x. So from both these verticals, we should be able to benefit and be poised for a healthy growth. That's all I can say.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from JM Financial Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for doing this call. I had basically two questions. One is, if you could split the revenue target, say, two times say twice the growth in the fiscal 2020, how will this growth really, or how will the numbers be split between the PCBA business and the semiconductor business? The second question, frankly, which is still not answered, and somebody also asked earlier, is what can be the peak revenue potential, from the semiconductor business overall? So that at least we get a sense that from the current capex, what is the peak revenue number which can happen whenever over the next 2-3 years and before you kind of move to the next leg of capex?
I'll respond in a slightly different way. I would say that next year, our ratio of the legacy business of EMS and IT hardware, because IT hardware is also in a way EMS, you're doing PCB assembly. So our legacy business of EMS versus semiconductor would be about 2:1. In terms of specific numbers, I would say that, as I said, it will be, compared to this year, FY24-25, next year we are looking at least doubling or more in the next year. Varun, would you like to comment on specific numbers if you would like to? Otherwise, we can respond to the other part of his question.
That's correct. The split between the EMS and Semicon, would be two-thirds, one-third, as you've already mentioned it. Having said that, Semicon has slightly more gestation period because of the fact that it is got a lot more approval cycles that one has to go through. We've also experienced that in our LED driver IC over the last several months. But that would be the split that, would eventually be there. Also, the peak revenue potential that we are envisaging at the Semicon unit, within the next fiscal would be about 100 crores. But that again, is subject to change depending upon the newer solutions that can come in, or new contracts that can be signed with customers, and again, the gestation period around it. Chairman, if you want to add any comments, please.
Yeah, to answer to Mr. Nikhil's specific question, the IPO proceeds capital has been fully deployed. We see, continued growth in both the EMS sector as well as definitely in the semiconductor side of the business. And I would say that from a current level of what we are looking at this year, looking at, the maximum potential for growth is definitely doubling it every year for the next 2 to 3 years.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Amrit sir and Varun sir. Sir, I have a couple of questions. So in terms of this laptop opportunity that we are eyeing at, and also the government trying to put restrictions year on year going forward. So are we looking to, the tie-ups that we are eyeing at, so are we looking to tie a few of the OEMs that are predominantly supplying currently in the Indian market? If you can throw some more color on the clientele which we are looking at in this segment. And on the second question, I understand we were one of the first company to make external SSD devices like SSD cards, pen drives in the domestic market. And now we intend to make the internal memory SSD components and RAM modules. So can you highlight what kind of market opportunity do we see in this segment? And would we be the first company to kind of indigenously make these memory products in India?
Varun, would you like to answer on both the questions?
Yeah, I will answer on the second one. Maybe you can give also your inputs. But on the first one, where the question is on the IT hardware space, frankly, Mr. Darshan, I can't give the names yet. But I can tell you these are we are in discussions with local and global OEMs and brands, and they are looking at the Indian market. Some of them are existing players. Some of them are players who have business worldwide but are also looking to enter into India or let's say restart things in India as well. So it's a mix of these companies, and as and when we sign up these engagements, we will definitely share it. On the other question with respect to the memory products, I'd like to clarify this in two parts. One is from the EMS standpoint and the second is from the semiconductor standpoint. From the EMS standpoint, as of today, we manufacture SSDs, solid-state drives, which replace hard disk drives. We also manufacture memory modules, the USB drives, and microSD cards. Now, this market has been hit by the worldwide pricing going down, because demand for IT hardware has tapered down from its peak during the pandemic, which was induced due to the pandemic. So we are already doing those products from an EMS standpoint, and we're looking to grow our market share because we are engaging with a lot more customers across different categories, and Make in India brings in a very good potential for us because we are one of the very few companies making this in India. The second is, from semiconductor standpoint, while we are already doing the micro SD cards, with a longer term duration, we are starting to look at eMMCs and BGA packages. And over the next financial year, in phase two of our investment, we will be looking at BGAs, NAND flash BGA and eMMCs. And the markets for those products are SSDs by itself for the NAND flash BGA, and eMMCs get utilized in the mobile phone industry. So I hope that answers that. That's the market potential.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amandeep Sharma, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So there was an observation from the SEBI regarding the cash flow statement which has not been filed. So I just want to understand anything compliance issue on that side.
Well, our statutory auditor was of the belief that cash flow statement is not required. There was some discussion between NSE officials and our statutory auditor, and I'm happy to inform you that as we speak, we have our statutory auditor has issued the certificate as per the requirement of NSE, so that is really not an issue anymore.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So, I mean, when you're saying you're looking to double FY26, you're talking about doubling your revenue or doubling the growth from 20 to 40%?
Well, definitely doubling the revenue with a similar profit margin. That means the margin, we are very confident that we will be able to maintain our margins, which are hovering around 20%. And as I mentioned earlier, that margin is better than the industry average as of today.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Zavari, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Sorry, due to no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Tanvi, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. I wanted to ask this question that in our revenue, approximately 78% top line is contributed by U.S. Given the current political instability in U.S. and the Made in America concept that is being floated by Trump, how do we see our revenue being affected by this, maybe with some change in policies by Trump that would be announced, in the next early days in the next calendar year?
Well, two things. One is that 78% from the U.S. is slightly incorrect. What we are saying is that 80% of our turnover is from exports, and within exports, bulk of it, about 75%, is from the U.S. But having said that, to your question, anxiety about the new administration taking over in the U.S., I think that will have a positive impact on us because the U.S. is determined to add tariff barriers on Chinese imports, particularly in electronics. So that should definitely help the Indian industry in general and definitely our company or your company in particular.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. So my question is regarding at what point we got to know that the Thomson deal is not in place? Was it before IPO or after IPO?
It's actually, one can't say before IPO or after IPO. They had committed some business to us. They gave us firm orders, but the offtake was slow. And it continues to be slow. So it's not as if it is before IPO or after IPO. We are still in discussion with them, and we are trying to find out what is the reason for their slow offtake. It could be market conditions in Europe. It could be because of the tensions in Europe with the war, where Europe is involved, whether it is Russia, Ukraine, or whether it is Israel versus Lebanon. Are those factors impacting it, or are there economic factors impacting it? We are still, kind of discussing it again. So it's not, I can't answer you whether it's pre-IPO or post-IPO.
Thank you.
I'd just like to add that the agreement with them was indeed signed pre-IPO, hopefully the policy that the government is bringing in terms of restriction on laptops will support them as well. If that happens, then their numbers will also go back to the growth that they had planned with us. So we have to look at how the policy changes affect the entire ecosystem.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Bhutani, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So I have one question regarding your presence in semiconductor space. So can you just share brief detail about where were you 3 years ago, where are you now, and where do you look 5 years down the line yourself in the semiconductors in terms of capability and in terms of market presence?
Well, firstly, 3 years ago, we were only in the memory product business. We used to make pen drives for Sony worldwide, or at least domestically. 100%, and also in some of the export markets for them, not necessarily worldwide. But as far as the semiconductor packaging is concerned, 3 years ago we had applied to the Government of India for incentives under the component scheme. So 3 years ago we began to set up the unit. We are now operational. And as Mr. Varun Manwani just mentioned, that we should start the large-scale commercial production beginning next month. We started production in September last year, and we've had many trials, prototypes, and products that have been particularly the driver and the micro SD cards that we have given to our customers. Going forward, we see a healthy growth. Just to give you an example, there is a demand of about 60 crore. 200 crore units of LED drivers, which is currently 100% imported. So there is a strong potential there. But I would just like to say that there are three verticals that we are looking at in the semiconductor domain. One is the memory, chips. The other one is this, commodity chips like LED drivers. And the third that we are looking at is industrial applications of RFID and DFN packages that Varun Manwani spoke about. So we see 3 to 5 years from now, as I mentioned, the semiconductor market is poised to grow to almost 6x. So we definitely would participate in that growth, and hopefully with benefits for all the shareholders and investors in the company.
Thank you.
I will add that we entered into this business of semiconductor by looking at legacy packages. over the next 12 months, we will stabilize the legacy package business for us and continue to grow in that. And in parallel, we will start to dive deeper into the more advanced packages of eMMC and NAND / BGA. And so that is our roadmap that we will continue to invest in the higher end packages, which will have higher returns and more niche segments with larger volume. So that is a ongoing exercise that will happen. It will take, you know, anywhere between 9 to 15 months. And that way we will be able to keep our future selves ready for the growth.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I need to ask two questions. So I don't know why operator allowed the first participant to ask so many questions, whereas others just one. So please allow me. So as you mentioned to previous participants that we can double our revenue in next 1 year. So could you let us know how much will be from semiconductor and how much will be from electronics and at what EBITDA margins?
Okay, that is an easy one. As we said earlier, that the ratio between the two would be the EMS and legacy business would be about two-thirds and one-third would come from semiconductors. What was the second part of your question, please?
EBITDA margin for semiconductor and for electronics.
Again, the EBITDA margins would be, the net margin would be about 20%, and the EBITDA margins would be anywhere between, 28 to 32%.
Sorry, I didn't get you. So for semiconductor, is 28?
No, semiconductor initially will be less. I'm talking about the overall, so both entities put together would be around 30% will be the EBITDA margin and the net margin would be about 20%. To begin with, as we ramp up in semiconductor, the EBITDA margin in semiconductors would be about 22 to 24% and the net margin would be maybe somewhere around 16 to 18%.
Okay, okay. So net margins, you meant to say net profit margins?
Correct.
Okay, okay. And
sorry to interrupt, sir. I would request you to rejoin the queue for your follow-up question.
Just one question. I was just asking a follow-up.
Okay.
And sir, currently we hold 54.7% in SIRSRA Semiconductor. So how much we need to pay to get the balance 45% in SIRSRA Semiconductor?
No, let me again correct you here. We have already invested after IPO. We have increased our shareholding in SIRSRA Semiconductor to 72.7%. And within this financial year, we hope to increase it significantly so that we have SIRSRA Semiconductor in complete control of your company.
So in next 1 year, it will be completed?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhaktesh from Vyom Wealth. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand about capacity utilization. It's currently around 55%. So is one of the reasons that due to growing competition in the market, and who do we face competition from? If you can name those peers or competitors.
Okay, as I mentioned, bulk of our business comes from exports. So there is really no domestic competition. In the domestic side, we are trying to expand a little bit because, you know, the exports has softened in the last few months. There we do see some competition, but our focus would be continued in the export domain, and as I mentioned earlier, with the new geopolitical realignment, we see a positive impact on our order book, and we continue to have good margins, better than the industry average.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to ask regarding the stock in transit.
because in the financial statement you have given at the 310, but in the explanation you have shown at 582. Just want an explanation on that one, and then just want to know the status of the expansion plan in the Rajasthan, where we are standing right now, how much the percentage has been completed.
I did not really get the first part of the question. Can you please repeat it? Because
the sales in transit in the financial year they have been shown as 310 lakhs, but in the explanation we are told that it is a 582, the sales in transit. So just want to know what is the figure for the sales in transit.
Okay, let me just take a minute to explain that. Towards the end of the month, we did raise an invoice for about 7 crores. To a few customers, but you know, because of the regulations in SEZ, the customs have to approve the invoice, and that being the last day of the month, there was you know, too much load on the customs, and therefore they cleared it only you know, a couple of days later, so we could not take it in our books as a sale. So we according to our statutory auditor, we had to show it as sales in transit, and we could only take 85% of that value. So that's how the value is shown as 5.87 in the finished goods inventory.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak from Aryan Shares and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Am I audible?
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you looking at any main board listing for us to have liquidity in our shares?
Well, as they say, inshallah, we definitely are looking to, you know, main board listing, but I would imagine that would be a couple of years down the road.
Okay. The second one is, sir, this operating, when you're saying that it's very nice to hear that the revenues will double next year, that is 26. Can we look at the expansion of operating profit margins also with, along with this?
Well, as I said, you know, when you increase the revenue, it's very important to retain the margin, because then, you know, from our perspective, we would like for our shareholders to continue to get the benefits of it. So we are looking at least maintaining that around 20% PAT and about 30% EBITDA.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just want to understand, currently considering our our Thomson business is likely to be subdued for the next year. I mean, how will we be able to achieve double the growth or double the revenue in FY26? If you have a roadmap on that, and EBITDA margins are around 28 to 32%. With already the inventory on board, which will pile up in the next year. Do you still remain confident that that we'll be able to do similar margin potential?
Well, going forward in the next year, despite Thomson, as Mr. Varun Manani mentioned, that we are looking at our partners beyond Thomson. So we are confident that, and please understand that bulk of that will come from our legacy business of EMS, which is export plus some domestic, and also IT hardware. The second, how will we, you know, manage our margins going forward is, as I mentioned, we are investing in R&D, and we would next year we would be able to you know, roll out an IT hardware product which would help us increase our margin in the IT hardware, and therefore we will be able to maintain the EBITDA going forward.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Shetty, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, I think most of the questions are answered. Just one question I have. Since the margins have contracted in H1 compared to the last financial year, and assuming that these are the sustainable margins for the next next half, can we assume that the PAT for this year would be the same as last year, or it may be lesser as well?
Well, on a standalone basis, the EMS business and the IT hardware business, we expect the PAT to be around 20%, give or take a couple of percentage points. But on the semiconductor side, you know, this is the first year that we are getting into commercial production, so there would be some loss there. In the next year, semiconductor business will also show profit. So this year, particularly on the EMS side, we are expecting 18 to 20% PAT.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satish Bhatt, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Firstly, I'm well done in terms of, as a homegrown company, getting into the semiconductor area and pursuing that. Congratulations on that. And my question, I think quite a few other questions are answered, but the one question I have is with regard to your recent MOU, which you had with InnoCare Optoelectronics, you signed it in October. So now what is the plan ahead for this one in terms of will you be using your existing facilities for that, and whether you're looking at any production in the current financial year, and what kind of revenue you would anticipate over the next 2 or 3 years? So that's the question that I have.
I will take that question. Mr. Satish, so yes, this contract has been signed, and this is a flat panel detection device which primarily gets used in the X-ray industry, which primarily, again, X-rays are used in the medical industry. So as a result of that, we have to go in for certain certifications, which will take a time of 4 to 5 months. And therefore, commercial realization of revenues from this business will only happen in the next financial year. However, in this particular financial year, in the remaining months, we will be doing all these certifications, sampling, training, and all those activities. So we will only, the benefits out of this particular engagement will accrue only in the financial year FY26. And also, having said that, the revenue potential over a period of time is anywhere between $3 to $4 million.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ruchi from K Price Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
My question is around what is the total capex that we have incurred in the semiconductor facility, and what is the turnover that we are expecting?
Well, as of today, we have incurred an expenditure of about 110 crores. The project size that we had submitted to Ministry of Electronics and IT, it was 140 crores. So as we go along, we will be investing another 30-odd crores in the next financial year.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jasmine from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. My question is largely on the capacity that you have. The latest capacity comes at around 55%, and I wanted to understand when we're building up additional lines, is that on a different sector altogether, or how is that positioned? Because our capacities are not fully utilized at a different level.
I will take that question, Mr. Manmohan. So, ma'am, the capacity that we have currently at 55% is primarily at the existing unit at the SEZ in Noida. The new capacity that we're building up at our new facility in Bhiwadi is primarily to cater to large volume business and also the domestic sector as well. The capacities at the SEZ unit, as Chairman had mentioned, that there has been slight softness in the business in terms of exports, but we don't see that as a long-term scenario for us. So those capacities will start to get utilized. And the capacity at that's being created at the domestic unit in Bhiwadi is going to cater to large pieces of business, which is going to be volume-driven. And therefore, those lines are built up for volume manufacturing. Having said that, these lines are by and large, 80% of them are common to be able to build different assemblies. But the existing lines at the SEZ unit were more legacy in terms of high mix and low to medium volume. And the capacity being built up at the Bhiwadi unit is more, you know, low mix, high volume.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkat Patel from IMEDS Internet LLP. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on your bumper listing, sir, first of all. And as I see, all questions are answered. My question is, do we added any new customers or OEMs after listing?
Well, Varun, go ahead.
Yes, we have added new customers. One of them definitely is InnoCare, with whom we signed this contract as well. And that's a larger contract. That's why it was announced in the public domain as well. But other than that, we have signed up with many new customers, you know, which could be small or big contracts. And these have been announced. These have been signed up within the EMS space in different sectors.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshit Shah from Harshit Shah Designs. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Sir, congratulations on the bumper listing. Many of my questions have been answered. Just looking for bumper quarter and H2 for the thing. And I wish all the very best for the company. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Sovit from SS Enterprise. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a very good listing and for this conference, of course. So my question is, you have mentioned that 80% of your revenue comes from the exports and it's like 15 to 17% from the domestic market. How do you see in the coming years, considering the fact that the domestic market is growing and the demand is growing? And just to escalate, just to eliminate that any kind of like, you know, geopolitical risk or export-oriented risk and the policy risk and all. So how do you see this, this ratio is going to be changed in the coming year? If you can shed some light.
Varun, can you answer that, please?
Yes, I can definitely take that. So we are, you know, keeping some of these factors in mind. The fact that we are, we initiated our new facility in Bhiwadi, which is in the domestic zone. It was to de-risk ourselves from some geopolitical negative impacts that may happen in the future. And also considering India's electronics industry itself is growing very rapidly. We set up this facility so that we can cater to the Indian growth story also. Other than that, we continuously look at risk diversification by you know, focusing on not one single geography or single product line or single country. So if you see, we have customers across the globe. If you see in terms of product lines, we are in IT hardware, we are in memory products and EMS. That is, you know, the way we are looking to de-risk ourselves from macroeconomic factors that may impact us negatively.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Parash Chheda from Purple One Vertex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Sir, as I understand, the EBITDA margin for semiconductor could be in the range of 28 to 30% once it gets stabilized. And my next question is that, sir, over the next 3 to 5 years on the semiconductor revenue, with the current capex, can we expect about 300 to 500 crore as a revenue for the next 3 to 5 years? So there are these two questions.
Okay. On the second question, I will say that we are, you know, we are once this the first project that we have submitted to Ministry of Electronics and IT is closed, we would apply under the new scheme which is to be announced, the ISM scheme. The ISM scheme 1.0 is over, but Ministry of Electronics and IT is coming out with ISM 2.0, where they will provide similar benefits as ISM 1.0. Under that scheme, we are envisaging to invest 200 crores, whereby 50% of that investment will come as a CapEx subsidy from the government. We are definitely going to invest more to achieve not only 300-500 crores, but even beyond. Secondly, on the profit margin that you said that, you know, 20%-25%, see, when you go for legacy packaging, then the margins are slightly lower. When you go for advanced packaging, the margins are higher. Therefore, in the next 9-15 months, as Varun said, we will be, you know, looking at standard packaging and a little bit towards advanced packaging like BGA and those kind of packages. As we go along, we will look at advanced packages, multi-layer packaging, where the margins will be higher.
On an average, about 20-22% EBITDA for the semiconductor thing for the next couple of months, quarter.
Sorry, you said what? I didn't hear you.
So see, I mean, on the electronic side, I can see about 22-23% EBITDA margin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So on the semiconductor space, for the next couple of quarters, will we be in the range of about 20-25% odd, or it will be lower?
No, as I said earlier, that at least in the by March 25, that is this financial year, there will be a you know, a loss, but because the volumes are very low. I mean, we are.
Yeah, I'm not talking about FY 26 now.
FY 26, we are looking at an EBITDA would be about 22% or so, and the PAT would be about 15% perhaps.
Okay, and on a consolidated basis, about 18-20% PAT?
I think so, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Sejal, sorry, I have to exit the call as I have to catch a flight. Just wanted to thank all the investors and shareholders, and want to take permission from Mr. Manvani that I'll be exiting the call.
Okay. Yeah, Varun, you may exit and have a safe flight back home. I know you are somewhere in Europe, but have a safe flight. And we can continue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure, sir.
And we can continue with question answers.
Sure, sir. The next follow-up question is from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, regarding R&D expenses, how much percentage do you plan to spend in the next 2-3 years? And any particular product category you target when you do R&D? Like, is it niche space or volume?
So, as I said, firstly, you know, this is just a beginning, and, you know, we look at initially, of course, the R&D expenditure would be high because there's a lot of CapEx that we incur in terms of getting the proper tools and instruments for conducting research and development. Yes, to answer your second question, yes, we have very specific product in mind. Right now, we are in the process of designing a motherboard around the Intel chipset. And if and when we succeed, of course, you know, we are targeting somewhere in the second or third quarter of next calendar year, we should be able to bring the product to the market. And we will be the first company in the country to have designed that product. Currently, all those motherboards are coming from our neighboring country. Once we do that, we will be able to, you know, offer it under the Make in India scheme to both government and retail market for desktop motherboards.
I think my more question was more related to niche in terms of high margin or volume, what's your product category when you do R&D? So what's your guiding principle or thought process when you think? Because your growth is so much in next 5 years, right? So that's what I'm trying to understand your views.
So right now, our focus would be initially on the IT hardware. We would also diversify in terms of R&D into chip design. As a matter of fact, the LED driver chip design, we had done it in India, but not internally. We had given it to an external design company within the country. So that we will fold in as we go along.
Percentage of R&D into different categories, like is it like 5% sort of what's typical range when you plan for this category, which I asked?
I'm not clear with your question. What do you have in mind? Can you address it?
Yeah. So I think, take an example is motherboard category, right? You choose the motherboard category. So how much R&D percentage of your revenue try to allocate to that, or is it varies from product category to category? That's the question, actually.
Well, as we go along, we intend to spend somewhere around 1-1.5% at least of the revenue in our R&D.
Cool. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have two questions and one clarification. So one question was on the CapEx. What I heard is that next year you'll be putting some 30-odd crores in the semiconductor. So I just wanted a roadmap as to what would be the CapEx plan next year in EMS and semiconductor and the year after that, and under what scheme we would be eligible for credit, because I understand 50% subsidy is there in semiconductor and some PLI in electronic components. So what amount will we will get back from the government? That is question one. Question two is, we recently appointed Mr. Jerry, who brings a lot of experience on the semiconductor side. So if you could throw some color on what he will bring on the table for a company like us. That is question number two. And just a small confirmation on the revenue numbers. If I do the math for FY 2027, I understand we'll be doing 500 crore sales with 20% PAT margins. Is my understanding correct? Thank you.
Yes, I'll answer in the reverse fashion. Your understanding is absolutely correct. With a 20% PAT on 500 crores or so, we are definitely looking at a PAT of 100 crores around that time. That is FY27 or thereabouts. To the second question about Jerry Rodgers, he comes with a valuable experience of over 18 years, having worked in Texas Instruments as well as onsemi, specifically in semiconductor packaging. So what we expect him to do for us is to stabilize our manufacturing process on a commercial scale. Right now, what we have done is actually at a prototype stage or a testing stage or a pre-production stage. But when we go into production, the critical area that we have to focus or address is the yield. And with his rich experience of almost two decades, he will be bringing that value and that contribution to the business, the manufacturing part of it. On your first question, as I said, 3 years ago when we had applied for the grant to Ministry of Electronics and IT, we had applied under the SPEC scheme, which grants 25% CapEx. So the total project size was 140 crores, out of which 125 crores was on utility and plant and equipment. So on that, we would get 25%. Right now, on plant and utility, we have invested about 90-odd crores. So we will invest about 30-odd crores more. So in total, if we have invested about 120 crores, we would get 30 crores as CapEx subsidy from the government. Going forward, when we apply for advanced packaging scheme, their ISM scheme will permit us to get 50% CapEx subsidy. So if you go in with a project of 200 crores, on a pari passu basis, they will give us 100 crores. while in the spec scheme they give only after the fact. That means we have invested all the money and we have started demonstrated commercial production, then they get 25%. So that is on the PLI for semiconductors. As far as the EMS is concerned, currently there is no PLI scheme for EMS as such. However, for IT hardware, there is a PLI scheme for which we are also a successful recipient. And the PLI scheme allows 4 to 8% depending on the domestic value add. And we expect that because we have PCB manufacturing, we have SSD, we have DDR, which are the peripherals of the IT hardware. So we expect that going forward, we'll be able to get about 6% PLI in our EMS activity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Madlani from Kamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just had one clarification. So when you mentioned that you will do 20% net profit margin, does that include the benefit that we'll get?
No, that benefit, as far as the PLI benefit, that will definitely be included. But the CapEx benefit is not allowed to be included because you know, that is considered as a CapEx run. Therefore, our CapEx value is reduced to that extent. For example, if we buy equipment worth 120 crores and we get a 30 crore CapEx subsidy, then the value of the assets will reduce to 90 crores. The PLI benefit is part of that PAT margin.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Bhaktesh from Vyom Wealth. Please go ahead.
So, what's the revenue guidance for the current year, FY24-25?
So, we said that we hope to do at least 20% more over last year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paris Investments. Please go ahead.
Okay, thanks for allowing me a follow-up. To the previous participant, sir, if I heard you correctly, you said 20% growth in revenue for this year, right?
Yeah.
So which means that for the remaining half, we have to do almost double the revenue with what we did in the first 6 months. So how
Okay, considering the fact that, you know, 7 crores was sales in transit, so we would have reached about 50 crores. So another 70 crores, not double. So 70 crores in 6 months' time is what we are envisaging at least.
Okay, okay. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ramadeen Rani from Hem Securities for closing comments.
I wish to thank all the participants for joining the call and also thank the management team for giving us the time and answering to all the questions in detailed manner. Thank you. Over to you, Sejal.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Hem Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.